Well, with that joy-filled song, we come to the time in our service where we lift of our joys and concerns. And as always, we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church. And one, I want to give out a thanks to all of those who helped make for a successful outreach lunch yesterday to go. To be thanking Esther and John Odquina and Bill and Edith Lazarte, who spent the morning in the kitchen cooking up pots of pork and beans and rice and all sorts of yummy goodies and helped pack boxes and serve them and doing dishes afterwards. Boy, I am so thankful for dishwashers. We also give thanks to Marshall and Margie Jones, Jill Lazarte and Victor Uy, who provided food and dropped it off to help fill those boxes. And then a thank you to Anna Bethany and Becky Valenzuela and to Russell for coming in and helping pack the sack lunches, pack the bags with everything, and giving those out. And so for all who helped with outreach lunch yesterday, we gave out 55 bags to some very thankful and happy people. And so for our outreach lunch, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Two other announcements this morning. First of all, don't forget our table service that premieres tonight, and it will be up by 5 o'clock, as it was noted that last week it was up before that. This is a pre-recorded service, and I post it after church on Sunday, whether it's scheduled or going up right away. And tonight the table is featuring a conversation between myself and Bill Lazarte as he is challenging us to see how the Bible is not anti-political, but is political in its nature and where God is intervening for justice and equality in our lives. And so tune in for a wonderful conversation and some great music with it. Also this Friday for our dinner is a penne pasta with Italian sausage, peppers, and onions that comes with Caesar salad, bread, and cupcakes from our very own Leah Wolverton. And so if you have missed Leah's baking as much as I have, reserve a plate by the end of Wednesday to get those goodies. In our worship this morning, we give thanks as we have three flower arrangements, as you can see, that are so beautiful today. The first is from Barbara Smith in memory of Bruce, whose 19th year anniversary of passing was on July 23rd. And so we give thanks for the life and service of Bruce Smith, who was one of our brave and courageous firefighters here in Torrance. We also have flowers from Wilma Ryder and family in memory of Charles passing on July 29th, 2008. And so for Charles's anniversary of passing, we also give thanks for his life and witness and the impact that he made. Our third flowers are in celebration of Bill Lazarte, whose birthday is on Tuesday, the 28th. And so happy birthday to our very favorite Uncle Bill Lazarte. And we give thanks for all of his leadership and witness in the church and pray blessings upon his birthday. We also are celebrating another birthday this week, as Bill's is on Tuesday, and our very own Miss Becky's birthday is on Friday. So if you're coming by to pick up a dinner on Friday, make sure to wish her a happy birthday. And so happy birthday to Becky. I wish y'all could see Mason's dance in the front row that he's given. So for our birthday celebrations, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We have two prayer requests this morning. The first is from Jennifer Donahue, who would like to lift up her son, Jacob, who hurt his pinky finger and is looking at potential surgery on Tuesday. And so we pray for healing for Jacob and for a successful surgery. And so for Jacob, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Terry Haas would like to lift up peace and healing in America. And I think we could say that one over and over and over again as we cry out to God to be a part of our country and all that is inflicting it right now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And our final one is from Becky, who would like to lift up her college friend, Cynthia Peters, who was sent home on hospice, who has cancer in her blood and bones. Prayers for the family, her husband Brian, and three kids, Vanessa, Avery, and Owen, and so forth. Cynthia and her family and friends who are going through this most difficult time, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. Will you pray with me? God of many names, lover of all peoples, we pray for peace in our hearts, in our homes, in our nations, in our world. The peace of your will, the peace of our need, as we give all to you, including our prayer of all disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite us to go into our time of offering this morning as we give our gifts unto the Lord. And a reminder that you can go on the website to be able to give electronically, that it is safe to mail checks in that you can drop off through the mail slot, or you can bring it to First Sunday Communion that's happening next week. But with that, we welcome Heidi with special music for our offertory this morning.